Hello and welcome to Notes from the Den, coming to you from a secret location in the South Downs. So I am back from a nice holiday away. I went to Japan, which was amazing, to experience lots of different things in terms of culture, food, places, people. Yeah, it was an amazing experience and yeah, I really enjoyed it. However, it is also good to be back. And I'm today up in the Den. Weather is very changeable. It's going between incredibly bright sun and quite strong wind and then very heavy rain. So you might hear a little bit of that in the recording because the Den keeps shaking and wobbling around. So what have I been working on? So recently I've been listening to a lot of podcasts about AI, a lot of changes in the world of Google and ChatGPT and some of these large language models that are out there. And what I've been hearing in these podcasts is that a lot of these models that we've seen developing over the past year or so are all going to be updating and in front of a lot more users, I think, by the end of the year. So there's some quite substantial changes coming to the world of search, to the world of email, to the world of marketing, to the world of content, video podcasts, blogging. It's all going to be changing very quickly. So I've decided that I'm going to be doing the next series of blogs, videos, podcasts written by me, a human in a small converted horse box in the South Downs, about some of these AI changes that are coming, because I feel like there's a lot of hype about them. There's some doomsday thinking out there saying we're all doomed and we're all going to lose our jobs and everything's going to go to pot. And then there's a lot of hype as well about all these things they're going to be miraculously able to do. People saying like it's the end of video content creation and the end of blogging and all this sort of stuff. And I wanted to offer my opinion that I hope is somewhere in the middle. It's being realistic about it, but also trying to highlight some of the changes that are coming and how that is going to affect coaches, consultants and small businesses. So yeah, my focus really is going to be on that side of AI. I've also been networking quite a lot since I've been back. I've been to 3 networking events, which in hindsight was a few too many to jump back into in the first week of being back. But it's been good to catch up with people and see a lot of familiar faces. But also I've been having some really interesting discussions about those AI topics, as well as just where businesses are at and how they're using it and things like that. So yeah, that's also been informing a bit of my thinking around that. I've also recorded a video update for my subscribers, so I've gone into a bit more detail as to what the content of the blogs are that I'm writing, as well as exploring some of the new book ideas I've got, and also another secret project I'm working on. So if you'd like to get those video updates, then do become a subscriber on my website, link of course in the description, and that is the end of the shameless plug for this episode. The other thing that has started this week is the preparation for summer camp 2024. So if you know the Happy Startup School at all, you'll be familiar with their annual event, which is a 3-day business festival for business hippies that happens here in a different location in the South Downs. And they get together a lot of people from all over the world, in fact, who fly in. It's about 150 people who come, and there's some keynote style talks, there's lots of activities and workshops and good food, and you stay in these amazing tents, and there's an enormous big teepee where it all happens, and it's on a farm in the South Downs, and it's quite an incredible weekend. It's one of those weekends that's quite hard to describe, but I've been doing it for about 5 years now, and I'm part of the team that helps bring it all together. They have a team of people who go along and help get the event set up and look after everybody while there, and we had our first team meeting this week, so that's really exciting to hear what they've got planned for this year, because there's a few different changes coming to what's happening this year, and also to hear all the different speakers they've got booked. So if you're looking for something a little bit different and you want some in-person connection, then I would highly recommend looking into summer camp. There's a few tickets left. I'll pop a link in the description, because it's definitely a well worth event checking out. Even if you can't make it this year, maybe you can jump on the wait list for next year. So it feels good to be back in creative mode, writing and making content again for you all. And I'll be back next week from the Den with another update. So until then, happy marketing!